This game is called The Most Unusual Tea Shop in the World.
Oh, no.
And our contestants to play it are Matt Jacobs and Eleanor Oppenheim. Have either of you heard that British slogan, can't beat a cuppa in a crisis?
Now I have.
Yeah, it's a good one. That is actually
first time
for tea, which is exciting. And of course, our VIP is Andy Serkis. And we thought, you know, he's British. We should have some tea in the green room. And I was trying to think, like, what blend of tea is, like, calming but is fun? So we put Long Island iced tea back there. Right? That's how you start a Saturday morning. What is your go-to lift your spirits drink, Eleanor?
I'm a simple gal. It's just coffee.
I like that about you.
Thank you.
I like that about you. I like the way you said that. I'm a simple gal. I was like, wow.
Easy to please.
Yeah, I was like, I want whatever she's having immediately. Matt, how about you?
I'm a vodka gimlet fan in the summer.
Vodka gimlet. Very classy. So in this game, you own a tea shop, and I'm in the market for specific and unusual blends of tea. So I'll give you a description, and you'll tell me what it's called. Puzzle Guru Archung, how about an example?
So if I said, I'm looking for some tea that will encourage faithfulness or devotion, you'd say, yes, we sell loyal tea.
It's basically a thinly veiled word game, and the answers will all be words or phrases that end in T. Okay, and to get the point, you must answer my little question by saying, yes, we sell blank. Okay? So, I'm looking for some tea that will make me famous, like the People in Us Weekly. Do you sell it? Eleanor.
Would that be royalty? We have royalty? Are they in the... She's in the thing. Kate, no? She's always in it.
I'm sorry, the key word was, they will make me famous.
Matt.
Yes, we carry celebrity.
That is what we're looking for, yes. I'm looking for some tea that will help me move quickly and easily. Do you sell it? Matt.
Yes, we carry agility.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. I'm sure that has a lot of caffeine in it. I'm looking for some tea that, according to an old saying, killed the cat. Matt.
Yes, we carry curiosity.
Yes, you do. I'm looking for some tea that has the same name as that 1983 Police album with the single Every Breath You Take on it. Eleanor.
Ooh, I finally got that buzzer working. We have synchronicity.
Yes, fantastic. I'm looking for some tea named after a Japanese character with a red bow and no mouth. Eleanor.
Yes, we have Hello Kitty.
Yes, we do. Okay, this is your last clue. We're looking for some tea that is so good, the censors will have to bleep it out. Matt.
This is my favorite kind of tea. Yes, we carry profanity.
Are we accepting that?
We are accepting
that. Yes, that is correct, Matt. The other possibility was obscenity, but profanity works perfectly. How did our contestants do, Art?
It was a tough game, but Matt is our winner.
Congratulations, Matt. Great game, guys. And Matt, you'll be moving on to our final round coming at the end of the show. What is it like to wear a hooded unitard covered in ping pong balls for days on end? We're about to find out when we talk to our VIP actor, Andy Serkis. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.